Good morning. Today's daf is daf Pei Zayin. So we got six lines down. The Gemara is talking about machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim as to how many days before Kabbalah Satara did they do the separation. Was it 3 days or was it 2 days? And so the Gemara says, again, six lines down in Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, Meisive. Gemara quotes a pasuk, and the pasuk says, V'kidashtam hayom u'machar, that they sanctified themselves, they prepared themselves today and tomorrow. So this is a kasha of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi is one who says they separated 3 days. But the pasuk says they only separated hayom u'machar, 2 days. So the Gemara says, Amar lecha Rabbi Yossi, yom echad hosiv Moshe midaito. The Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day. So in the end of the day, there were 3 days, but first the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, separate 2 days, that's kidashim hayom u'machar, and Moshe came along and added a third day. So that is, in fact, it's consistent with the shita of Rabbi Yossi. How do we know Moshe Rabbeinu add another day? The Sani, the Baisa says, Shlosha Devarim, Asa Moshe Midaito. There are three matters which Moshe Rabbeinu acted on his own. V'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ima, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had agreed to his doings. Hosef Yomecha Midaito, one is he added an extra day, he changed it from 2 days to three, Shloshesh Yimei Hagbala. Number two is Pirish Min Ha'isha, he separated from his wife Sipora. And number three is Shavas HaLuchos, he broke the Luchos. So the Gemara had darshans each one. Hosef Yomecha Midaito, that Moshe Rabbeinu decided to add a day on his own of preparation for Kabbalah Satara. My Darish, what was his drasha? How did he know to do such a thing? Hayom U'machar, he had a drasha, Hayom Kimachar, that today is like tomorrow. Malamachar Laila Imo, just like tomorrow, it means the night along with it. Afayom Laila Imo, so too the night goes along with it. And since Laila the Inna now, the night already, when he gave the commandment, was already Wednesday morning, they missed the night beforehand, Laila Inna Nafkale already left, so he didn't have a full day, he didn't have a night plus a day, so today and Wednesday didn't count, he had a full day of Thursday, and then he had to add on another day of Friday. So we see from here, Shema Amina Treyoma Lebar Meha Inna, 2 days outside of the current day Wednesday that they were found themselves in, so that was a total of 3 days that Moshe Rabbeinu made this drasha. Uminalan dehiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu al yado, how do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to his hosafa, to lo shar yashchina ad tafa de Shabbasa. From the very fact that the Shechina didn't rest on Har Sinai until Shabbos, it didn't come on Friday, it came on Shabbos, that was clearly a nod from above that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to his addition of Hosef Moshe, Yomechad Hosef Moshe, Midaito. There is an interesting machlokas here, because on one hand, the Gemara says Moshe Rabbeinu says Hosef Midaito. He did this on his own, he acted on his own, yet it also says he made a drasha. So was this a drasha Moshe Rabbeinu made, or was this something that he thought of on his own? So the top two Tosos here on the Amud, Tosos first is Hayom Mimachar, Einzu Drasha Gemara. This is not really a drasha. Elamashbar Hayom Mamish, it means today, and it means today, even without the night. Di Lavachi Einzu Midaito, otherwise it wouldn't be Midaito. So it was Midaito, it wasn't really a drasha. That's Tosos' emphasis is on Midaito, and he echoes this in the next Tosos. Uma Yisrael, actually there's the next piece in the Gemara. Either way, it's not a drasha according to Tosfos' understanding. There are others, Ritva and the Maral all seem to take this seriously and literally the aspect of it being a drasha. Why is it Midaito? Because we have certain drashas that people are able to make on their own. A Kal V'chomer would be a great example, while Gzer Shava would be an example where you can't make your own drasha. The concept we have by Gzer Shava, Ein Adam Don Gzer Shava Mi'atmo. You can't make your own Gzer Shavas, but a person can be Don Kal V'chomer Mi'atmo. A person may make his own Kal V'chomers, so this was a drasha, but it was discovered, it was revealed by Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's just an interesting machlokas, whether it was simply a drasha that made by Moshe Rabbeinu, or he created the whole thing on his own without actually utilizing a form of a drasha. Gemara then says, so now we've established a proof that Moshe Rabbeinu added an extra day, that was the 3 days, shloshesh yimei agbala. So the Gemara now wants to know, pirish min ha'isha, my darish. What was the drasha that Moshe Rabbeinu made that he separated from his wife entirely? Entirely, Rashi explains here, Upirish min ha'isha legamre la'achar matan Torah, miyad, when everyone left and the Torah was given, Mishapirish imechaveirav shiv lochazer letashmish. Well, everyone else, all the other men went back to their wives, Moshe Rabbeinu remained separate from Tzipora. So how do we know this? My darish, what was the drasha Moshe Rabbeinu had made? It says, Nasa Kal V'chomer me'atzmo. He learned the Kal V'chomer. You're able to make your own Kal V'chomers as long as there's no pircha, as long as there's no flaws in the Kal V'chomer. Amar, Moshe Rabbeinu said to himself, Ma Yisrael shelo dibra shechina imahem elasha achas. that Klal Yisrael only spoke to the Shekhinah one time in their life, the Kavul Hemizman, and there was a set time when to come, and yet Amar Torah, V'yunuchonim v'gomer, you have to be prepared, you need to prepare yourself and separate from your wife, that you knew when it was coming, so they were able to prepare for a given time, a given day. Al Tikshu, don't come close to the wives, Ani, says Moshe Ben I. Shekol Shah v'Shah, at any moment, Shekhinah midabaris me, you could speak to me at any given moment. V'ni kovei lizman, there's no set time, so I always need to be prepared that this moment, a Kodesh Baruch Hu might want to speak to me. Alachas kama v'kama, how much more so do I have to separate from my wife? Uminalan dehizkima Kodesh Baruch Hu ayado, and how do we see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu agreed to this? This is the Kal v'Chomer. Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Lechem mor lehem shuvu lachem lo lechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the instructions to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell Klal Yisrael to go back to the tents, to go back to be with their wives. And the Ksib Asrei, v'ata you, Moshe Rabbeinu, po'a amodim adi, stay with me, you stand with me here, you don't go back. Vista Amri, others say, pel pe adeh berbo, they spoke, pel pe, spoke face to face, mouth to mouth. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so it was a much more greater level of nevuah whereby he needed to separate. But either way, and we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu's separation. So if you look at Tosfos, your Tosfos asks the question, Va'ata po amodim adi, stand with me here, vim tomar minolim de pirsh Moshe midaito kodim. How do you know Moshe Rabbeinu separated first, and then only afterwards Shuv Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu yado, and then Hashem agreed to it? Maybe Shema Zehu Tzivoy Gomor Shet Tziva Lo Lifrosh. Maybe it was a commandment from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where do we find anywhere that Moshe Rabbeinu did this on his own? All we see is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you should stay with me. But there's no indication in the Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu made this Kal V'Chomer. Maybe this was a Tzivoy. So Tosa says, V'Tivich Rabbeinu Tam Dim Isa Demachmas Tzivoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pirish. If Moshe Rabbeinu separated from Tzipporah because of a command, and it wasn't his own decision, how then would Aaron and Miriam able to protest the actions of Moshe Rabbeinu if this was commanded from above? It must therefore have been that Moshe Rabbeinu did this on his own, and that's why they were upset. And he goes on to say, V'afagav, a couple lines later in Tosfos, V'afagav, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ayadu, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to it, what Moshe had done, so then how could Aaron and Miriam argue on Moshe? Because Makum, the Sramolov, they still complained about Moshe Rabbeinu's actions, the Fisha Ilu Lo Pirish Midaito, had he not separated on his own, Lo Haya HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashkim. Maskim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't agree. But since Moshe Rabbeinu decided to go on the path, so we know, the Bederach She'odom Holech Ba, Molich HaNoso, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to follow the path that you want to lead, even though it's a bad path, possibly. And that's why they were complaining. But it's clear from this Rabbeinu Tam's understanding that Moshe Rabbeinu acted on his own, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was just giving him a stamp of approval. So this is the second Davar that Moshe Rabbeinu did on his own. The third thing is, the Gemara says, as follows. It says, Shavar Saluchos, he broke the Luchos, my Darish, what was his Joshua there? He says, Ma, Amar, Amma Pesach, Shu Echad Mitaryag Mitzvos, Amar Torah, V'chol Benecha Lo Yachabot, Yochava Torah, that a Benechar, one who doesn't keep the Torah, a Mumar, cannot partake in the Karban Pesach, just one mitzvah of the 613. Tan, V'Yisrael, V'Shumadim, Alachas V'Kamma, Alachas Kamma V'Kamma, V'Klaisa, V'Shumadim, they're all Mumarim, they're all against the worship of the Zara. How much more so do they not deserve to partake in the Torah? Uminol, the Hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how do we know the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed to the actions of Moshe Rabbeinu? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Asher Shibarta, that which you broke, V'yomer Reish Lakish, Yasher Kochacha Sheshibarta, that you get a Yasher Koch, well done in your breaking of the Luchos. So these are the three matters that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed to Moshe Rabbeinu's additions to the Tzivoy's on top of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commandments. It's an interesting question that Rishonim asked, is how was Moshe Rabbeinu able to break the Luchos? Wasn't this a problem of being ma'abed, destroying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name? Mechikas Hashem, you can't erase HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. You can't destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Wasn't this a breaking of the Luchos? Wasn't this a violation of that Avera? So the Sefer Rokeach explains that no, as the Medrash tells us, that the Osios flew away. And what gives something Kedusha is the osios of something. Whenever you have in Halacha, we have what's called Tashmishei Kedusha and Tashmishei Mitzvah. Tashmishei Kedusha are items and mitzvahs that have inherent Kedusha. Tashmishei Mitzvah do not have inherent Kedusha. And the difference is in Afkamina is that how one gets rid of it in terms of Geniza. So Tashmishei Mitzvah is a tzitzis and lulav, those things that have no Kedusha to them. And you could just put them in a bag and put them in the garbage.
But the Svarim and the like, Tashmish Kedusha, Tefillin, and Sefer Torah, those require Beryl, those require Genizo. What's the difference? The difference is that which has Osios has Kedusha, that's such as Sefer Torah and Tefillin and Mezuzos, and that which does not have Osios do not have Kedusha, such as Tzitzis, Lulav, and Sukkah. So once the Osios left, the Luchos no longer had Tashmishe Kedusha, it was not a violation of destroying Hashem's name, it wasn't a violation of destroying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kedusha, and that's why it was permitted according to the Rokeach. The Pardes Yosef explains that no, the reason why is sometimes destruction is constructive. And the Gemara Menachos says, Bitulo Shel Torah Zeu Yisodo. The bitul of Torah, the nullifying and canceling of the Torah itself was the foundation. Because that was actually that really is the catalyst to help them do tshuva, so that even though it was a destructive act, it helped them move forward, and therefore is viewed as something positive, and therefore permitted, almost as if it was like an ase docha lo sase. And finally, the third answer is the Mishmeres Moed, and he explained that the whole essence of the Luchos and its Kedusha was contingent on the accepting of the Torah by Klal Yisrael. But the moment Klal Yisrael wasn't worthy, they weren't worthy of accepting the Torah, then there's no longer any Kedusha, and therefore no violation at all in breaking the Luchos. Back inside the Gemara now, the Gemara says, continuing on the conversation of how many days of separation between Rabbi Yossi and Chachamim, so Gemara says, Tashma. They were prepared already on day 3, the Pasuk says. And it says, Yom HaShlishi, Kasha Rabbi Yossi. This is a Kasha to Rabbi Yossi because it says on day 3 they already prepared. And Rabbi Yossi says there was only, I'm sorry, this question is, again, the question is, they're preparing on the third day that Kadosh Baruch Hu came down. Sounds like that was only after 2 days that they came down, and this is Akasha Biosi who says they separated for 3 days. There was a third day that Kadosh Baruch Hu came down only after 2 days of preparation. And the Gemara says, well, Ha'amrinam, we already had said, Yom Echad Hosid Moshe Bedaita, there's already an extra one added on, meaning, Mina Torah from Akadosh Baruch Hu's perspective, there are 2 days, Hayom Machar, and the third day was going to come down, but since Moshe Rabbeinu added on a third day, so therefore, that third day is going to be there as well, pushing off one extra day. So then the Gemara brings another Raya, Tashma. It says in the Pasuk, it says, Yom Ishesh Shlishi, Yom Ishlishi, Shlishi with regard to what? What was the third day? Kabbalah says it was the third day with respect to what? It was Shlishi v'chodesh, it was the third of Sivan. Shlishi v'shabbos, it was a Tuesday, the third day of the week. It was a Kasher Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbanan, they felt that Rosh Chodesh was really on this Monday, on the second day of the week. Which means that the third day of Sivan was really on a Wednesday. Right? Monday is day one. Tuesday is day two. Shlishi is a Tuesday. So Wednesday should be day 3. But this pasuk says, Shlishi was the third day of the Chodesh, was on the Shlishi of Shabbos, which was on a Tuesday. So that math doesn't work out for the Rabbanim. So Amri Lechai Rabbanim says, Hamani, Rabbi Yossi. That particular brisa, where it says that Aleph Sivan was Rosh Chodesh, and Bei Sivan was Monday, and Gimel Sivan was on Tuesday, that was all according to Rabbi Yossi. But according to the Chachamim, they felt that Aleph Sivan was actually on a Monday, and everything was pushed off one day. So the Gemara then says, the Bari says, Shlishi Lamai. So according to Chachamim, it was a third day with respect to what? What was Shlishi? What was the significance of Shlishi? So it says, the Bari says, V'yashav Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem. The Moshe Rabbeinu reported the matter back to Hashem, the matters of the nation, the words of the nation, the response back he reported to Hashem. Because if it says further, V'yagid Moshe es divrei ha'am el Hashem, he told the words of the Am to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, Ma Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Moshe, what did Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu? Uma Amar Lem Moshe Lishol, what did Moshe say back to Klal Yisrael? Uma Amar Yisrael Moshe, what did Yisrael say back to Moshe? Uma Heishim Moshe Lifnei Agvura, and what did Moshe respond back to the Gvura? So, this is just again reporting back and forth. So, what was the conversation? It was all about Zu Mitzvahs Hagbal. They're describing this. They were describing the days of separation. That was the whole conversation back and forth. These are the words of Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Divrei Rabbi Yosef Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, B'tchila Pirish, first Moshe Rabbeinu said, On should explain to Klal Yisrael the punishment for violating the Torah, D'chsiv V'yashav Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu explained to them, Dvar Moshe Meshabavim Daita Shel Adam, so certain matters that would scare people, that would prevent people from doing things, that was Onish. Uvasov Pirsh, in the end, they explain Matan Tzchar. He explained the great reward that's waiting for those who fulfill the mitzvah, those who fulfill the Torah. Dichsev Vayagid Moshe, Lashon Vayagid is a Dvar Moshe Shem Libo Ashel Adam, the Kagoda, Lagata draws a person's heart. Vayagid to draw people closer to excite them. So Vikadami, others say, Bitchila Pirish Matan Tzchar. Initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, rather Moshe Benu explained that reward. Dichsev Vayashiv Moshe, he responded back. And dvarm shemeshivin, lashon vayashiv meshivin, that is satisfying daita shel adam yishvadas uvasof pirish oncho. In the end, he explained the punishment. Vayagid Moshe, vayagid dvarm kashon adam kigidim, like the gid, certain the gidim, the sinews of the body are hard. So after they explained afterwards that which is hard, difficult, and challenging, namely the onchin. So either way, there was a debate. What did Kadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu explain first? Did he first explain the did he explain the onesh, or did he first explain the schar? Either way, the significance of the brayso we're learning from here, what shlishi meant was the response back and forth. It was referring to the shloshes yimegbal, the third day of separation, not the third day of Sivan necessarily, the third day of the week, but rather the third day of shloshes yimei hagbal. Gemara now says last two lines of the Amud here, tashma shishi, that the Torah is given on the sixth day of the sixth day. So what's the significance of shishi? What my? Rav Amar Rava says lechan yasan, the sixth day from when they got there, when they encamped in Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says on the top of Pei Zayin on Beis lechan yasan sharei b'Rosh Chodesh chanu. They rested on Rosh Chodesh. V'achik Amar shishi lechan yasan, 6 days from when they rested in Har Sinai, in the Midbar Sinai. Who are shishi b'Chodesh? Who shishi b'Shabbos? That was the sixth day of the week. That was the sixth day of the month. So that goes according well to the Rabbi Yossi, who says that Alf Sivan was Rosh Chodesh, so the sixth day of the week was the sixth day of the Chodesh as well. That's the sixth day of their resting. They rested on Rosh Chodesh. But Rav Acha Bar Yaakov Amar No L'Masan, the sixth day from when they were traveling, because according to Rabbanan, they were still traveling on Sunday. They got to Midbar Sinai, they were still traveling. It was the sixth day from their traveling, even though it was only the fifth day of Sivan. As Rashi says, L'Masan, Af L'Masan, 6 day from their traveling still, Shabayom, Shabob, with the Midbar Sinai, Nasim Refidim. When they got to Midbar Sinai, they were still traveling Refidim. So it was a 6 day from their traveling, according to Chachamim, which is from Yom Rishon. That even though Yom Rishon wasn't yet Chodesh Sivan, it wasn't yet when they rested, it was still 6 days from when they got to Midbar Sinai while traveling. So Gemara says, K'miflogi b'Shabbos demara. So they're arguing about Shabbos, because what happened was, if you look at Rashi, that Rashi explains here, that's for a little bit more in the Gemara, that K'miflogi b'Shabbos demara, the Chesiv, it says in the Pasuk, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, when it came to giving of the Torah, that says, Shabbos Yom HaShabbos Nekacho, Kasher Tzivcha Hashem Elokecha, that which you already were commanded. Where else were you commanded before about Shabbos? So Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kasher Tzivcha B'mara, like you were commanded by Mara, you were given certain halachas of Mara. So Mar Shavar HaShabbos Ipkuda, At Chumim Lo Ipkuda, they were commanded on Shabbos, but not the dinim of Tchumim. They weren't, when Amara, they weren't given all of the halachas, only some of the halachas of Shabbos, that was not including Tchumim. But Mar Sabar Atchumim Nami Ifka, they were also commanded about Tchumim as well. So what's the machlokas? The one who felt that they rested on Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos, on Sunday, that means the day before on Shabbos they were still traveling. How are you able to travel on Shabbos? Isn't that a violation of Tchum? It must be that Rabbi Yossi, who hold, they rested on Sunday, implying that they had been traveling the Shabbos before that, because they were only given part of Shabbos, they weren't giving the Tchum of Shabbos. But according to Rabbanan, that no, they were traveling on Sunday still, because they rested on Shabbos. They had to catch up on the Sunday. Why were they resting on Shabbos? Because they were given the halachas of Tchum already on Shabbos. So that's the machlok, is that what was given actually at Mara. Now, the Binyan Tzion asks a very interesting question. He says, wait a second. If you do some of the math here, that it was the night of Pesach, Leil Seder, Tesvav Nisan, that Klai Yisrael received the Milah, so they could partake in the Karban Pesach. But they didn't have a Tevilah, they didn't go to the Mikvah until Kabbalah Satar. So we know that Ger Shemal V'lo Taval isn't a Ger yet. He's not a full Jew yet. And so if Klai Yisrael only received their Milahs, and they didn't receive their Tevilahs, how are they able to keep any part of Shabbos, even if it was given to Mara, with the concept that a Ben Noach Shavas Chayav Misa, a Ben Noach keeps Shabbos, he's Chayav Misa. So if Klai Yisrael only had Mila, but they didn't have Tevila, how are they able to keep any halachas of Shabbos from Mara? That was the question of the Binyan Tzion. And you end up saying that even though you're right, that Klal Yisrael only received the Bris Milah and not the Tefillah yet, it was still sufficient that a certain Mesorah from Moshe Benu, that they were able to still keep Shabbos even with simply the Milah alone without having yet gone to the Mikvah. The Gemara now says, Vaitiv, around six lines down from the top here on Amud Beis, Tashma, Nisan, Shebo Yatsu, Yisrael Mimitzrayim, Ba'ar Ba'asar, that Nisan, the month in which Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, that first Nisan that they experienced in the Midbar, Ba'ar Ba'asar, so the 14th of that year, Shachtu Pischem, they shechted the Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, U'Bechamisha Asar, Yatsu, that night, 15th, is when they left, U'La'erev Laku Bechoros, La'erev sounds like, La'erev, Thakadaitach, Rashi points out that La'erev implies that the night afterwards, La'erev Masra, La'erev Haba. The night afterwards, the 16th, which is incorrect, Ela Miba'erv Laku Mibachoris, is really the night of the 15th, that they shechted the Karban Pesach on the 14th. That night, Leil Tesvav, is when they Makas Bachoris, and then in the 15th is when they had left Mitzrayim. They were able to leave, and they Yatsu, and Osa Yom, that day, says the Braisa, Hayom, Osa Yom, Chamisha B'Shabbos, Hayom is the 15th. There's a fifth of Thursday, the fifth of the week, because we know that Shabbos Haggadah was on the Shabbos. It was the 10th of Nisan is when they took the Karban Pesach, the 10th of Nisan. So the 15th is on the fifth day of the week, is a Thursday. So also Yom Chamisha B'Shabbos Haya, Midechamesar B'Nisan. So we're going to do a little bit of math in the calendar now. From the fact that the 15th of Nisan, would be Chamisha B'Shabbos, was on a Thursday, the fifth of the week, Reish Yarcha D'Iyar Shabbasa must be that Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the next month, 15 days later, must be on a Shabbos. Why? Because the way the math works is that, where is that, just Rashi? If you look at Rashi, Rach, Reish, Yarcha, Deir, Shabbasa, Sharei Nisan, Malehu, Liolam, Rosh Chodesh, rather, Nisan is always a full month, always 30 days. Reish, Yarcha, Deshivan, Bechab, Shabbasa. So doing some math, the way it ends up working out is that Rosh Chodesh, Iyar has to have fall on 2 days later, on a Shabbos. That's what has to happen. And then, Reish Yircha D'Ir HaShabbasa. And then, Reish Yircha D'Sivan Chabbos Shabbasa. Now, Iyar is only 29 days. So if Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Shabbos, so 29 days later, which is a multiple of 7 with a remainder of 1, right? So 28 days is evenly 7, and one extra remainder. So that means it was 1 day later in the week. Rosh Chodesh Sivan has to be Chabbos Shabbos, must be on a Sunday. So that's Kash the Rabbanim. The fact that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, that works well for Rabbi Yossi. Rabbanim felt that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. So this is a Kash to Rabbi the Rabbanim. So Amri Lach Rabbanim. Rabbanim say, Iyar, Tahishata, Avura Ibrua. That year, Iyar was not a 29-day, it was actually a 30-day month. It was a full month, and therefore everything was pushed off 1 day, making Rosh Chodesh Sivan on a Monday, according to the Chachamim. Comes along now, another rice, a Tashma, the Lo Abru Nisan Shevo Yatsu Yisrael Mimitzrayim, that the year that they left Nisan was not an Ebor year. It was not the month was not Ebor, which means that Bar Basar Shachtu Babset Pischem, they shechted the Karbanos Pesach on the 14th, the Chamishas on the 15th, Yatsu, they left Mitzrayim, Ula Erev Laku Bechoros, the Erev Sakadadech, Ela Eimam, maybe Erev Laku, like we saw above, that they had Machas Bechoros the night of the 15th. Bechoros, also Yom Chamisha, Chamisha B'Shabbos, was a Thursday, the 15th was a Thursday that year, Haya Hishlim Nisan was complete, V'ira Iyar Lios B'Shabbos, and Iyar Rosh Chodesh Iyar ended up being on Shabbos, Chas Iyar V'ira Sivan Lios B'Echav Shabbos. So here clearly the Brisa says that Iyar was missing, it was only a 29-day month, and you can't now add, it was an extra day that year. And turned out that Sivan, Ira Sivan, Lios Be'echa B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on the Sunday, that's a Kash Rabbanan, and here Rabbanan can't say that was a full month, because the Brisa clearly say it was a Chaser month, Iyar. So who is the author of the Brisa? Must be Hamani Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the author of the Brisa that says that year, Iyar was Chaser, it was only 29 days, but according to the Chachamim's calculation, Iyar was actually a full month, the 30 days, which would mean that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Monday. Gemara now says, Vayter, halfway down the Amud here, Amar Rav Papa. Tashma, the Braisa says, Vayisu me'ilim ve'avo kol'adas b'nei Yisrael. They traveled, and they all traveled through the Midbar. B'chamisha asa yom l'chodesh hasheni. It was the 15th of the second month. Vosa yom Shabbos haya. It was a Shabbos. In the morning they saw the honor of Hashem, and then the 6 days you should gather the man. So this verse is describing the collecting of the man. And we see from this that the 15th of the Iyar was on a Shabbos. From the fact the 15th of Iyar was on a Shabbos, the Sivan Chavis Shabbos must be 15 days later, or 14 days later, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, meaning because there are 29 days in Iyar. So that's 15 plus 14 is 29, that ends up on a Shabbos as well, which would mean that it would be Rosh Chodesh Sivan ends up being on a Sunday, Kasha the Rabbanim, and Amrilach Rabbanim say, Airi, he shot to Avrua that year. Iyar was a full month. It was a 30-day month, which means Rosh Chodesh Sivan was actually on a Monday. Gemara now says, we'll finish with this last discussion. Amr le Rav Chaviva mechozna le Rav Ashi. Tashma. Vahi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hashenis. It was the first month in the second year. We were talking about, up until now, we were talking about the first year in the Midbar. The first year in the Midbar where they left Mitzrayim, where they were Mekabel the Torah. But now this pasuk is describing the year afterwards. Vahi b'chodesh harishon b'shana hashenis. It was the first month of the second year now, the year afterwards. Be'echad l'chodesh, the first of the month of Rosh Chodesh Nisan now, a year later, hukam ha-mishkan, the Mishkan was built, it was established. And Tana, the Braisa, comments on this pasuk, also yom, that day. Natal aser itros rishon. They took 10 crowns of being first. We're going to list now 10 different things that were the rishon for. Eser ataros, 10 crowns. So what does that mean? So the Gemara says Rishon leMaisa Bereishis, the beginning of Maisa Bereishis, that there was it was Echa B'Shabbos Hayom, it was a Sunday. So in terms of the Yom Echa Bereishis of the Maisa Bereishis, so this was on a Sunday. Rishon leNasiim, it was the bringing of the Karbanos of the first Nasi for the building of the Mishkan. It was Rishon leKahuna, it was the first time that up until now Moshe Beinu had been preparing the Shemoneh Yemei Miluim and setting up and taking down the Mishkan for 8 days, and now today was finally Aaron's chance to work. Up until this point, Rashi said the Bechoros were working in the doing the Avoda, but now it was Aaron's chance to work, so it was the first day of the Kohanim working. It was Rishon LaAvoda, the first day they actually did an Avoda, and Rashi is the Avoda of the Tzibur, the Karban Tamid, and everything along with that. It was Rishon LiRidas HaEsh, the first time the Esh came down, Vatechel Esh Milfnei Hashem, and came and burnt the offerings on the Mizbeach. It was Rishon LaAchiyas Kodshim, the first time that they're able to eat the Kodshim. Up until this point, Rashi says you're able to eat Kodshim wherever you wanted, but now you have to eat the Kodshim within the Mechitza, within the boundaries. And Rishon L'Shchon Shechina, the first time the Shechina rested on Am Yisrael, V'Shechanti B'Sochem, it says. And it was Rishon L'Varach, as you saw, the first time of Birchas Kohanim, it says, V'Yisa Aaron Es Yadav. And it's Rishon L'Isra Bamos, and now at this point it was forbade the building and using of bubbles. Up until this point, it was permitted, but from that point earlier, it was actually permitted. Now it was Aser, the first time of Asering the Habamos. And Rishon L'Chadashim, it was the first of the month, so it was Nisan. Okay, so this is the whole Braisa. There are 10 Rishons, Asara Taros of Rishon, that took place on that year, the second year of the Midbar. Okay, so what does that do with us about the previous year? So the Gemara now comments, Umidreshi Yarcha the Nisan, the High Shata, Chad B'Shabbos. It must be that if this year, the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, that must be that Ishtake, the year before and last year, Bidal B'Shabbos must be on a Wednesday. Why on a Wednesday? What's the calculation? The Tanya we have, Acherim Omrim, that the position of the Acherim, who's Rabbi Meir actually, Ein Bein Atzeres La'Atzeres, Vein Bein Rosh Hashanah La'Hashanah, El Adal Yabon Bilad. That between 1 year to the next, between Rosh Hashanah of 1 year to the next year, or Shavuos and Shavuos, or any day, the date, it's always going to be 4 days off of the day of the week. Which means, you know, if the 1 year is going to be Sunday, so the year prior was to have been 4 days earlier in a Wednesday. So Wednesday of Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So from Wednesday to Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and Sunday are 4 days. There's always a 4 day discrepancy. So if this year was a Sunday, the year before was 4 days earlier, which would be on a Wednesday. The simple math is we know in a lunar calendar, which is the basis of the Jewish calendar, a lunar calendar, there are 354 days in the calendar. 354 divided by 7 equally with the remainder of 4, right? 354 divided by 7, 7 goes into 350 evenly, so there are 4 days remaining of 354, so there's always a 4 day discrepancy of 1 year versus the next. So if you know your birthday is going to be, you know, birthday's on a Sunday this year, it means the next year is going to be 4 days later. If you know Rosh Hashanah was on a certain day, it's going to be 4 days later. So doing a little backwards math, the Gemara says, if we know from the Braisa that Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, the second year, it must be the year prior, the first year in the Midbar, it was actually on a Wednesday. And the Gemara says, further back inside now, again, Vim Ha'isa Shana Mubaris, and if it was a leap year, where you have a leap year is always an extra month, Adar Sheni is always 29 days, so 29 days divided by 7 is 28, with the remainder 1, so that adds another day of discrepancy to 5 days of difference. So Vim Ha'isa Shana Mubaris, Chamisha, that's the Braisa. So now, knowing that Rosh Chodesh Nisan of the first year when they left Mitzrayim was on a Wednesday, Havale Resh Yirchad Iyar Mala Shabbasa. So doing a little bit of math, what comes out is Rosh Chodesh Iyar is on a Friday, and Resh Yirchad is Sivan Shabbasa. Rosh Chodesh Sivan is actually on a Shabbos doing the math, and that's Kasher Bein the Rabbi Yossi Bein the Rabbanim. Because no one holds that Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on a Shabbos. They either hold it was on a Sunday, or they hold it was on a Monday, but according to these calculations, it actually turned out it was on Shabbos. So the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Yossi, Shiva Chaserin Avid. According to him, that year they actually made 7 Chaser months. All right, the way the months work out, there are 12 months in the year, as we know. So let's say every month is 30 days. We'll work backwards. Assuming every day can be 30 days, full months of the year, which can never happen. But let's say 12 months of 30-day months. So 30 times 12 is 360. So we know not every month it's going to be Male. So half of them will be Male. Half will be chaser. So let's now assume 6 are going to be chaser, so we're going to subtract 6. So taking from 360 minus 6 gives you 354. But 354, that amount of days is only true if you have 6 months that are chaser and 6 months that are mullet. But if you have a given year, which could happen, the Mishnah Erechon says you're allowed to make more than 6. I forget exactly, it could be 8 and 4, you could do as much as 8. But not more than 8, I think it is. You have to look in the Mishnah Erechon. But you could certainly make 7 chaser. So that year, says Rabbi Yossi, it was 7 chaser. So there's one more day off. So it's actually only 353 days of the year. As Rashi says, this last Rashi on the Amud here, Shiva chaserim avod, v'lo hayu ela shlosha bein Pesach ha-Betzach. And there are only 3 days difference from the second year in Mitzrayim, in the Midbar, versus the first year. So if the second year we're told Rosh Chodesh Nisan was on a Sunday, and that year there were 7 Chaser months, so the day before, the Rosh Chodesh prior year, was on a Thursday, not a Wednesday, it was a Thursday, and then doing the math, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on a Sunday, that works well for Rabbi Yossi. And then according to Rabbanan, we'll stop with this, going on to the top of Peches, according to Rabbanan, that year, that first year in the Midbar, was actually Shemona Chaserim Avad, they made 8 Chaser months, so that made it a 352 calendar year, and that pushes off Rosh Chodesh Nisan was actually on a Friday, not a Thursday, according to Rabbi Yossi. It was a Thursday, but according to Rabbanan, it was on a Friday, Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And then what comes out is Rosh Chodesh Sivan ends up being a Monday, which is consistent with the Shita of the Chachamim. Okay, we will stop here, and everyone should have a wonderful day.